You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Fashion Star After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Fashion Star After Show.
Whew, post-game wrap-up, that's pretty on point for what we just witnessed today.
Pretty on point.
I feel like it was a football game. You know, it's like final quarter, final seconds of the last quarter, and it's just, where's that Hail Mary going?
I know. The anticipation was
fantastic.
Awful.
No, it was terrible. I hated it.
You were stressed out the whole time.
Well, welcome, everybody. Fashionistas, GQ fashionistas. Men, and everything in between. Welcome to the AfterBuzz Studios here in Los Angeles. This is a big show. NBC
big show.
Fashion Star finale. I'm a little sad to say that.
I'm a little sad. I miss you guys every Tuesday.
I mean, what are we gonna? I don't know what I'm gonna be doing.
I don't either.
Speaking of doing, Bing is for doing.
Perfect.
Like that. Sleight of hand. I'm your host, Christopher Joseph, and sitting across from me, you already know, Deanna Vaughn.
Deanna Vaughn, your former fashion and accessories guru, turned host.
Like we say, once in the blood, always
in the blood. It's
in the blood,
it's always here. I can't shake it. As much as I'd like to, I cannot shake it, so that's why I'm here for you guys.
Well, and before we go to your immediate right, we're going to come across the table, and it's the lovely PR fashionista herself.
Hey guys, I'm Virginia Reyna, and I'm just so excited to be here on the finale.
We missed you guys.
I watched it. I was like staying up in Texas, and I was like, oh my God, Orly's on. I was so excited, and I was like literally falling asleep. I was like, no, stay away.
I've been missing my little piece of arm candy right here.
No.
It's all good. And ladies and gentlemen, we've adopted him as our own.
Bring in the gusto.
It is Daniel Musto.
He cannot stay away.
He can't stay away.
I know.
He loves us.
3 weeks
in a row.
My car is on autopilot, actually.
Isn't it?
I go in and it just takes me here. And I've actually been here a few other days this week, but I just sat outside.
Okay, Daniel, let's call the stalker.
Yeah. Should we be worried?
Okay. Guilty.
Well, what an amazing show.
It was great.
Right off the bat, we have to give props. Congratulations to the winner of Fashion Star. Kara.
I said it the whole time from the very beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
From the ties?
From the ties. It all started with the tie.
I loved her personal style. I always thought she just had a connection with who she was, and she had a vision, and she stuck to it.
She did.
I think she's got a clear like branding message, you know?
Her signature is absolutely apparent.
Love her. Mm-hmm. You know,
she learned. She learned every episode, and you saw the lesson
followed. She did, every single week.
She listened.
Yeah.
She was humble. Mm-hmm. She listened. I mean, she put it down. And she sold to all three doors.
Yes, she did.
Which is pretty incredible. And we heard the mentors talking at the end. I mean, they haven't even done that.
Right.
I mean, they have specific markets that obviously they're gearing to. However, they were making a valid comment to say that the talent that Kara brought, and I mean everybody for that matter, is absolutely unbelievable.
Yep. She brought it.
Especially toward
it
the end.
You saw a lot of
sparks fly.
Ronnie came a long way.
I mean, he was
from being glossed over, literally glossed over in the first
four episodes, maybe six,
to just being exactly what they said. He was that dark horse. And props to Ronnie. He came a long way. And not to discredit my boy,
Zmiro.
Zmiro.
who Nicole likes to call Zimini.
Zimimi.
Zimimi. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he dialed it in. He did what he did. He designs per the market. For Macy's, he's designing on point. For H&M, he's designing on point. I look at him as an H&M designer. Kind of, period.
I think he came a long way. I think we could totally see his progression. I think we could also see where he learned. He took the feedback and he really applied it to his collections. Because in the beginning, we did, just like Taryn was saying, there were a lot of bells and whistles and a lot of extras. And he really started to pare it down. Just like Chanel says, you know, you get dressed and you take off one thing. Yeah. And he learned that throughout the process. Right. So that
I think
great.
He learned what bells and whistles to include. You know, he kind of stuck with the same one. So it wasn't like he was throwing them out at them every week. And he pulled it off. Because boys don't love bells and whistles unless they're really specific and they're familiar with them and they're
not
scary.
And they're functional.
Couldn't agree with you more. Functional.
Exactly. Yeah. A bell or a whistle, maybe, but the bells and the whistles together.
Yeah.
Just hang a bell around your neck. Well, starting right from the top, I mean, it's been a great run with the mentors, Nicole Richie, John Varvatos, props to John, my boy.
Ooh, sexy John.
And Jessica Simpson. Speaking
just so
of Jessica.
Sweet.
Yes, her collection.
Check out Jessica, I mean, looking at her in a whole new light.
I know.
That bandeau top that you were talking about, I loved that. I want that.
Yeah,
I don't
the first look out was by Cambria, our model, and she, it was definitely a top that we fabricated like within the week of the show, and we came up with it, and Tina, her mom, Jessica's mom, Tina Simpson, came up with a great look involving one of the necklaces from Jessica's collection to hold up the top. But then, you know, when you're designing something last minute, things
don't always
stay in
place. So her mom is really involved?
Oh, her mom is heavily involved, yes. Just as much as Jessica is.
Oh.
So it's really exciting, you know, working with Jessica and her mom and her whole team. And they're also
I'm
great.
Sure
but
that's
there's,
an
you
experience.
Know, you have some pieces that require a lot of double stick. And look number one required it. But when it went into production, they perfected all the things that we found along the way. So it was interesting. I was hoping that there was no nippleage popping out. Because that would have been good.
We were nipple free. No wardrobe malfunctions here at all. It was, and then I thought that there was going to be a lot of movement considering the theme of her showing. I mean, that tribal dance and all that. I was like, all right. Yeah. I'm getting ready here.
Very wearable.
I mean, all three designers styling all their collections for Jessica, John, and Nicole, they all were very flowy and organic, which was great because there's nothing more gratifying than seeing something hit the runway when it actually moves. Because when you're styling something backstage, it's structured like a suit, and it doesn't really come to life on the runway. You know, it just kind of walks itself. But when it's flowy and then there's, you know, the fans are going and just the energy and the lighting, it all shines through and things are sheer. It's so much more fun to see it come to life because you're in this design room with these clothes for a week and then suddenly they become a whole different thing and you're not
life.
Sick of them anymore.
Yeah, they're taking a life.
Well, here we are with the final three. The premise of the show is basically to have each contestant do a full collection per door.
Right.
And we start that off with Kara and Zamiro and Ronnie showing to H&M.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki has her points that she makes. And again, you know, I don't know about you. I wasn't worried about Kara going into this. I kind of look at the Saks door and the H&M door as being the two doors that blend more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Kara stomped it. Mm-hmm. I thought she just put it down right from the get-go.
Yeah, I definitely think she won that round. If we want to look at each, you know, collection as a round, I think she definitely rose to the top. I wasn't so crazy about that layered dress. For me, I thought the proportion was a little weird. Mm-hmm. Like that first layer was like really like, you know,
the tier was off.
Yeah, the tier just seemed a little strange, but like it just her collection was very cohesive when it came to color, theme, like you got it. Everything tied together.
My problem was the low crotch pant. I don't know.
Crotchety, I believe is the word you're looking for.
The drop crotch pant.
The drop crotch. I
trending
don't know,
worldwide.
Just
crotchety.
Yeah, crotchety.
You know,
I just don't like a low crotch pant. I like them to be super snug, but I'm a skinny jean kind of girl, as obviously, well, none of you guys can see, but I like them tight.
I think
I like them tight. I can vouch for that.
I think a drop crotch pant.
Hang on.
I mean, I'm sitting on the same.
Oh, God.
Back pedal,
Chris.
Back pedal. Wow. Back pedal.
So mouth is open. Insert foot.
It is
funny because our iTunes people will be like, what is really happening in that studio? The reality. Real quick, Chris.
Speaking of iTunes.
Yeah, hit the iTunes thing, man.
Definitely find us on iTunes. You can find your favorite episodes. This one, obviously. You can rate and comment. And believe me, we do read your comments. If it wasn't for the viewers, we wouldn't be here. So thank you very much. Keep passing it along to your friends. And like us. Like us on Facebook. It means a lot. So
like.
Gracias.
Big likes.
Well, big ups.
Real quick, what I was going to say about a drop crotch pant, I think that speaks to her like high level of, you know, aesthetic. Like I could see something like that in a Barney's or a Kieran Isabelle, yeah. Like, you know, something like that. But for H&M, it was a little too much for H&M, but I still loved it.
Plus, I mean, her aesthetic, she's cool. Very androgynous, you know, like that is her style. And for me, I'm just very girly. So mm-hmm. That's why I've always been like, oh, Kara. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just more menswear to me. And that, mm-hmm. I mean, that's her aesthetic is
she's almost the Jekyll to your Hyde. You know, right. I'm sure that there's a time and a place for you to look a little androgynous.
Wow. Yeah.
Make the boys, make the boys wonder where the boobs are.
Not when you got double D's, Musto. Yeah. That ain't happening.
That really doesn't happen.
Androgyny doesn't happen when you got girls like ours. I'm sorry.
I love it. From tight pants to double D's. We're doing it big here.
The obvious.
It's late. It's late, people.
It is. It's the finale.
It's late.
Get it all out.
We're a little tipsy.
I'm telling everybody, me and Virginia's bra size. Okay.
Woo! Wow. Segue to Ms. Miro.
Mm-hmm.
I got to do the, I got to stress the after
well,
the
now
last
that you
show.
Know, now that Orly taught you a lesson.
I know. Yeah. Thank you, Orly.
Props to Orly. It was nice kind of hanging with you
here.
She introduced me to a factory here in LA that I'm excited about. So, love you, girl. Sorry, we were playing without you.
It's okay.
Daniel.
Listen, it's okay. I played without you.
You saw her a lot. Last week.
Yeah. I did. We actually had a lot of fun at the nylon party together. So.
I saw those
saw
pictures.
That. You
I
guys
was like,
are great on the red
invite.
Carpet.
How great was her jacket with the
super
nylon
the
pink
neon.
On the step and repeat?
Super
that was
cute.
Sweet.
Oh, the neon with the neon pink. It looks so cool. Her photos are great. You know, I have my
she's
photos.
A little modeler.
She has
she's
hers
gorgeous.
And we have some together, but the best ones are her alone because the colors were just so good.
Yeah.
No, she's hot.
So here's one thing though. As we were getting into this first group, there were some comments made. You know, when we were talking about Kara and Ronnie mm-hmm. and Zamiro, and the one thing they said about Kara right from the get go is she is very unique.
Right.
However, tailing that, they had mentioned that Zamiro he had issues with execution.
Right.
And then worrying about Ronnie's versatility.
Mm-hmm.
So this was something that kind of set the pace, you know, watching these three last contestants go through the steps of tonight's show. I thought Zamiro did well. Here's the only thing, though. I liked the second look. Mm-hmm. Wasn't a fan of the first and third.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the vest. Mm-hmm. I liked the shorts, and I liked the shirt that was paired with it. Other than that... Didn't really hit home for me.
I have to say, I was a little nervous for him when I saw him doing the women's piece. I was just thinking,
I love the women's piece.
I
sorry,
I was
take that
nervous.
Back. The women's
I
piece
was
I thought
really
was great.
Nervous.
Love the vest. Mm-hmm. That was really unique what he did with the button mm-hmm. on the
I thought
the
he
shoulders.
Was taking a risk. I really that did. I wasn't sure if he was, you know, okay, like going off course, trying to do something for women. Like, but he made a gamble and it paid off because
well,
they loved
he's
it.
He's proved that he's very versatile.
Yeah.
He has.
He can go the distance.
My problem with Zamiro is that they have such great looking male models. I start looking at the models and I stop looking at the clothes.
Yeah, you
like,
guys
crap.
Were, let's be honest, you weren't looking at the clothing. You
I
were looking at the dudes. And
her tight pants were getting tighter.
Hot.
Oh, now she's blushing. Look how pretty she is.
You're matching your shirt.
I know. Mm-hmm. This is like the third time tonight.
You know, just.
I think Zamiro started off so strong as opposed to Ronnie and Kara, so
he
almost.
Did.
You know, when you start strong and you have to beat yourself and beat yourself and beat yourself each time, you're almost like, where do I go? So he pretty much
you have to work
just
he really raised
he
the
kept
bar
it
for
consistent
himself. He kept it
more. You know, it like he kept consistency and then added details that switched it up. But he almost was creating a collection from day one, which
absolutely.
He then expanded on throughout the season, as opposed to other people who
as
grew
like
and
Kara
completely
started
shifted.
With the tie.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And isn't it amazing how her
she
ties
can
in
only
the beginning?
Go up?
That's true.
Her
exactly.
best idea when in our consultations was when she was like, Dan. What if I use my tie from episode one as an accessory on the finale? And I'm like, let's do it. So we threw it in and it worked beautifully. And it made you realize why it all happened for a reason and why, you know, it was such a great storyline as well without even, you know, you can't
that's
write
just
that.
She told the story right from the get-go. But You do make a good point with Zamiro.
Zamiro.
I can count on you to correct me there. I think that if you put every episode together, his collections from every episode, it would look rather nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, on a hanger, it just,
you know,
he really
the colors a little bit to coincide with each
other. And then the structuring, that was a comment that was made later on by Macy's, but he did well. Mm-hmm. He did well. I've been proud of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Ronnie.
I love Ronnie.
Mm-hmm.
He's my fave.
Love the vest and the shirt.
Ronnie was missing some color, though.
He kept it neutral. He was really cute.
He played it safe when it came
to
color.
He went black. He went gray. I did like the little pop color, though, with the looked like the blouse underneath the suit and the vest. I thought that was really well done. That was my favorite piece in that collection.
Mm-hmm.
But
Is that the one? Yeah, with the double lapel, and then
he did the tie
of the fabric.
Right. Yeah.
So that was cool. Going into the second group, this is for Sax. Mm-hmm. Here we go with Taryn, and Taryn definitely made a
Taryn.
That voice of his,
I love his voice.
It's crazy.
I mean, when I say "put me to sleep," I mean that in a good way. Mm-hmm. It's just so soothing.
He needs to do voiceover.
Disney's going to be calling next week
for voiceover. Like Lion King.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Just to listen.
I've missed like four of them. Oh my god.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Oh gosh, it's so true, isn't it?
I know. Like his voice is just fantastic. It's just melodic.
You could serenade and be like,
wow.
He's got a Taryn's got a panty drop in his voice.
Anyway, so we're getting on. So, you know, it's Ronnie, it's Carrots, Zamiro, and Taryn Schaefer. So, what?
We lost you again.
So, again, Kara. No need to worry about this particular door because this is who she is.
That's her niche.
She is Sax. She takes it just a little bit further, and it paid off for her. I mean, that dress with the tie in the back.
Oh, it was
Are
beyond.
You kidding me?
Loved that dress.
The trench.
And the trench, I mean, the blend of fabrics. I mean,
great.
The skin, I'm guessing it was just a cotton.
Yeah.
Some type
Do you
of
know
cotton,
what that was made of?
I don't.
No?
I mean, if it was yesterday.
But I mean, you can obviously,
if it was yesterday, I meant.
You can obviously tell the difference from the skin to the cotton, but I mean, that trench was kick in.
Yeah.
Kara, my God, that was
I can't
awesome.
Believe a girl who, when we're being filmed and we're consulting with each other and we're talking about what she's going to do and we're kind of talking through the process, and she was so scared of doing a dress in the beginning.
Really?
And, you know, and she almost said it under her breath, like, I think I'm going to do a dress. And I was like, you could do it. Like, just cut the crotch out of the pants and make it longer. Like, we're going to do this. Like, it's all good. And now here she is designing, like, Oscar-worthy gowns.
Yeah.
How does that help?
Great.
Well,
the detail.
This was the pant. I mean,
what did she call it? It's part skirt, part pant?
It was like a skirt. It was like pant or a dress. It was more.
Like a
it was almost
scant.
Like a
yes.
Scantily clad.
Scant.
Yeah. I mean, it worked. I mean, I wasn't sure when I was kind of like her. I need to see it walk again. I need to see how it flows. But when that piece hit the runway, wow. That flowed. That thing worked.
Wasn't Talisha wearing that? I think
that
she
garment.
Was, right?
Because it covers your crotch area, where a lot of women have problems with pants because you're either too hungry for it, or you look like you have a wiener. So like, it's one or the other.
You went there.
Not you being the two of you, but you being the world. But when you cover that area up, it don't matter what your hoo-ha's doing under there, because
I like to refer to it as Lady Town.
Lady Town. Taking the. I'm going to leave that one.
Can't say I'm a citizen of Lady Town.
This is awesome.
Wow.
Just to finish up this group, Zamiro. He nailed the theme. I wasn't a big fan of what I saw, but as far as a beach theme,
I didn't like the look with the red pants and the printed top. I wasn't crazy about that.
It's just, like I say, what I found out, and like I say, props to Zamiro. I love where he's come from. I love what he's doing. This guy he's going to do some great things in the fashion world. I just noticed that, kind of comparing myself to him, I found that, the reason why I was having such a hard time kind of getting involved with mm-hmm. what he was doing is just, that's not where I am. I focus more towards a sax, mm-hmm. and he's definitely that H&M, but he nails it.
Yeah, right.
Even he with does. Sax, Taran mentioned how he's, you know, the bells and whistles were too strong. And
yeah.
I think that we're at a point, in the finale with the top three, we're at a point where they all understand the body so well, mm-hmm. and they've perfected it and perfected it. Yeah. And once you understand how to dress a body, you can then switch the bells and whistles. Once you have the shape down and you flatter the figure. So I think he's accomplished that. He just needs to know when to, like, chop a button off.
Yeah.
Right.
When to and edit. He did it. He listened.
I mean, he's an H&M customer. I ran into him at H&M in New York.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I'm like in the city for Fashion Week, and I'm in the basement of the one in Soho with uh-huh. my dad. And look who comes around the corner.
He's checking out his merch. He's checking out the goods. Mm-hmm. I would be too.
Market
be
like, research.
Really? Exactly. And speaking of merchandise, obviously we know that we can follow these designers. I mean, especially Kara, her collection is going to be within all three doors. Mm-hmm. But a little something about buying Diana.
Yeah. Oh.
You have a little, you know a little something with Amazon.
I know a little something about Amazon. So talking about buying. So for all you AfterBuzz fans out there, if you are already making your purchases on Amazon.com, which we know you love to do, so you can shop for, you know, clothing, accessories, books, you name it. You can get it from Amazon.com. What we're asking you to do is check out AfterBuzzTV.com and you click on the Amazon affiliate banner on the website. And what happens when you do that, we get lots of little kickbacks and, you know, it keeps the lights on. It keeps everybody here. It keeps, you know, the mugs and the pantry. Yeah. And it's just, it's a win-win situation. Yeah, it's a win-win situation.
Keeps the Jack Daniels
champagne
in my mouth.
The glasses.
So we just ask that when you make your Amazon.com purchases that you actually make them through AfterBuzzTV.com.
Mucho!
And it's great.
Dankeschön. Yeah,
thank you.
Right.
So
thank you.
Back to our...
Back to Ronnie.
Back to the Ronnie recap.
Back to Ronnie.
Back to us.
Yes.
So pattern dress. He's got a bit of a sequin evening
The white
dress.
Suit was my favorite.
The white suit. It was unique.
Mm-hmm. I loved
That's
it.
What I found. Mm-hmm. I found. He really pushed himself.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He stepped it up.
I really liked the suit.
But the feedback that he got was that each of his pieces were great to stand alone, but collectively they really didn't show as a cohesive collection. And I kind of agreed with Caprice on that. Like, I didn't see the
props
synergy.
Props him for standing up, though, mm-hmm. for himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did.
You know, he got behind his designs, and it was good. I kind of looked at Ronnie as being a little bit timid mm-hmm. throughout the contest, and then no way. That boy stood up. That man stood up.
You know what? And you can correct me if I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. It seems like Ronnie was one of the few people in the competition that, like, he worked with, like, major, major designers, like Zac Posen, Ralph Lauren. Did anybody else
this
in the competition
was the first that I
work for...
heard that.
Work or intern for someone like that?
He had a lot under his belt, more like working with other big designers. I think our other designers have done a lot on their own. You know, they mm-hmm. sell to boutiques on their own. He had the education and the mentorship from other huge designers, not just John, Nicole, and Jessica. So right. his mentor list is a lot longer. So you're definitely right.
Yeah, he went to school up in San Francisco. They have a really good school for mm-hmm. fashion design up there. And that's when he got these really cool internships.
Yeah, because when I heard that, I was like, I might be a star.
Sorry, Ronnie.
I'm telling you, this girl here, she's got it all dialed in. And it comes to fashion. You don't get much by you. Don't get much by you. I'm going to have to hire you. All FYI. Right.
Me
After
too.
TV exclusive.
Careful. Tread lightly.
Oh.
Welcome to my team.
Okay.
Bring it, sucker. Bring it.
Oh, I like it. Two guys fighting over me.
You like
what
that?
More
it's okay. We all work good together. Designer, stylist, fashion PR.
Yep.
I think it's a win-win.
We're golden. No competition. We're all here to help each other.
Absolutely. Yep. Win-win.
There's another lady at the table. Thank you.
Who? Buyer.
Who's here?
See? I told you.
We're on a green
you're
screen.
Never,
we can't
I told
see you.
You. You're never out of the game. You are never out of the game, girl. You might say you're not doing it anymore, but I see that gleam in your eye every time you talk about
it. Well,
fashion.
Let me just talk about it on camera, and I'd be very happy with
that. Yes.
Very happy with that. Hire me. Okay, sorry. Style.com. Anyway, moving on.
Go to, girl. Right over there. Group number three. Now we're hitting it into Macy's. So we've dealt with H&M, Saks, great showings into Macy's. This is like the granddaddy store, retail outlet of the mall.
Yeah.
This is America's
store. They're the conglomerate.
Store. They are.
I spent 9 years working
for
Macy's.
You would know a little something about that,
yeah.
right,
mm-hmm.
Deanna?
A little something something. Yeah. Macy's.
Tell us a little bit about your experience with Macy's.
Well, let's see here. I started the executive training program way back when. But my career at Macy's, I did the executive training program. Mm-hmm. I was in product development for a while. I started out in young men's and boys, actually. Then I moved over to accessories. I became, merchandising. Then I moved over to Bloomingdale's because it's within the same, mm-hmm. company.
Bloomies.
So, yeah, it was just
makes me think of Friends.
Did some buying at Bloomies for accessories.
Big brown bag.
Then I went back to Macy's.
Large.
I know, extra large. Went back to Macy's to do more product development for intimate apparel and accessories.
Wow. So, that sounds fun.
It's been a long time there.
Intimate. How long were you there?
About 9 years.
I was going to say, because that's a lot.
That's a lot of bouncing.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then when the merger happened, that's when everybody jumped ship. That's when I went to Liz Claiborne, and when I was at Liz, I worked on Juicy Couture.
My God.
Juicy,
and
Juicy.
Liz Claiborne brand. Yeah, I helped launch the Juicy Couture fashion accessories, which was a lot of fun and a lot of hell. And then
and so wait, the little like charm bracelets,
all that stuff.
That's a lot of stuff.
And then I went to Express out in Columbus, Ohio, and that's when I wanted to kill myself.
Well, you were in Ohio.
Was it Express or was it Columbus, Ohio?
It was both.
Did the Express people hook up with the Abercrombie people? Because aren't they all in the same
They used to be, but yeah, they're no
inbreeding.
Longer part of...
God!
Yeah,
I could see the Express
the
girls
models.
With the Abercrombie boys.
That's when I wanted to shoot myself. That was
welcome back to L.A.
I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Next to me.
Talking about fashion instead of crunching numbers about it. So how about that?
Sweet.
Yay.
Yeah.
It's a little more fun on this side, right?
It is a lot more fun.
There you go.
Yeah.
Talking about fun, we've got Kara who comes out rocking a black dress. This was interesting. Daniel, did you see this dress up close?
I did.
What fabric was it? Was it a skin she was using in cotton or polyester?
It was like a synthetic-y, polyester-y kind of like... Because it laid well on the body up top, but it really held its own on the bottom when it went A-line.
Yeah. Mm.
And she was so worried about it because she thought it was just going to look like a black piece of
like
nothing.
Like a muumuu?
So she, like a cropped muumuu.
Like a
muumuu for the sexy loser.
Yes.
So she took the hem up a little more in the front, sloped it in the back, and gave it a really cute little shoulder. And then it turned into what it was. And I think it was all about, once again, the movement on the runway. It's all about how it walks.
It was very wearable. And the other thing I liked about it is that women of different shapes and sizes could wear that dress, which is important,
Well, and that's Macy's. You kind of cater to the all-American.
Right. Mm-hmm. You do. Because the average woman in the United States, she's not a 4 or a 6 or a 2, what we see here on the West Coast or New York. She's like a 12 or a 14. Mm-hmm. That's middle America. And you've got to appeal to that customer. Because at the end of the day, they're the ones, they're doing all the shopping. Yeah. I mean, not that we aren't, but, L.A. and New York, we're a small microcosm of the whole country and the rest of the world, so... I thought that was good.
Very nice.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I'll agree with you on that
Me
one.
Me too.
Yes.
Good. Ditto.
Let's agree. Let's all agree. Are we all
agreeing?
Yeah.
Are we all in agreement?
Concur.
Consensus?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Yep.
On to Zamiro. Sweater, polo, and a woven.
I love that polo.
The polo was interesting.
I want to wear it Memorial
Yeah, it was graphic. Yeah.
The color blocking on it. It was, I mean, that is... Macy's
Very Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
Capital M-A-C-Y. I mean, that is Macy's.
And you can probably appreciate this, Chris, because doing a knit is a lot harder, especially when you're putting a graphic print together. Like, lining it up, it's a knit. Like, a woven, it's a lot easier to do that kind of stuff. But a knit, it's tricky.
I don't like knits.
Knits are tricky to work with.
I love wovens.
Because you've got to deal with the dyeing and the cutting and the angle. It's,
Yeah. No, it's definitely a little bit more difficult. And he did it well.
Yeah, he did it very well.
And he used colors that aren't too dramatic and drastically changing from one to the other.
And that's the thing with guys. I mean, we just don't shop like women.
No.
We're different.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us
creatures.
Up with neutral colors.
I'm
nothing
a simple creature.
Nothing too crazy. Yeah.
You got
see
gray
a lot
and black.
Pinks.
You got some navy and some khaki. Yeah, right?
These are our
Simpletons.
Standard colors.
I
mean, we don't get too crazy. There's a small percentage of us that will... Peacock.
And those, that percentage is like a contestant on America's Best Dance Crew.
Had to be there.
Sorry. Yeah.
I missed that whole thing. I saw something happen to my left. I'll watch it on playback.
Yeah. We'll catch you back. Yeah. Whoa.
We'll send that clip to Randy Jackson tomorrow.
Dropping
down to Lady Town.
Oh, I wasn't getting to Lady Town now. Come on now.
I'm things keeping my hands up weird here. Out of Lady Town.
I'm just saying, normally it's me. I think you two are definitely.
You're getting red over there, Chris.
I can't help it. I'm sitting across from this guy.
Yeah. Wow. See what you do?
I know. Happens. He makes me giggle. God.
Lady Town gets crazy. The earthquakes come in, the hurricanes stand, forest fires.
Musto.
Bringing the gusto in a major way.
Okay, on to the next thing.
Talking about gusto, Ronnie enters in with his...
that thigh-bearing dress. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Thigh-bearing
I like the tux.
Dress.
I love it.
I like the slim tux. That was, again, my pick. I just thought it was interesting. He's doing the dresses, yet I was looking at the suits that he put together tonight.
It's almost like they said his individual threesomes didn't... They didn't work well with each other.
Right.
But his three collections for all stores kind of worked together, and you could tell what designer it was. Maybe.
If you took, like, the suit from H&M, the suit from Saks, and the suit from
Macy's. Yeah, you know it was all by the same dude.
Right. Well, because he looks like down his Saks collection. He pared down that same collection for Macy's. Yeah. So, it all flowed. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
Right.
Just because it wasn't within the same store. It's interesting the way that that you can kind of pull pieces
from
each place and put them together.
Think about that's when we fashion. All shop, you know? So you can go into Neiman's, you can go into Saks, you can go into Macy's, and you'll see Donna Karan.
Yeah.
You'll see the same brand, but, you know, depending on how the buyer has bought things, you know, some pieces will be similar and some will be different, but it's all the same brand. So
that's kind of how I shop,
idea.
Too.
Yeah.
I don't always get my bottoms from where I get my tops. I mean, I have a specific couple stores that I go to specifically for my wovens.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I won't go anywhere else. And then my pants, it's another door. And I mean, that's just kind of the way it is. Each designer has their own take on it. And we like our fits the way we like our fits.
Mm-hmm.
You got to find it.
My little H&M's fitting me perfectly tonight. It's just roomy enough where I can eat those M&M's before we popped in there.
Yeah, we don't know nothing about that. This guy was a sugar fiend back there.
I'm working so hard. It's late.
Sugar rush.
So wait, I have a question. Since we have two men here tonight, I want to know what you think about Zamiro's collection.
Zamiro.
Are they pieces that you would wear? Is it your style? Do you think he really hit the nail on the head? Are these things that would catch your eye, you know, going into H&M, Macy's, or Saks? Like, what do you think as a consumer?
I'd say that the beginning few episodes, when he was going more towards H&M, I was all over it. I would wear those blazers that he was putting together. Mm-hmm. As the shows flowed, I lost my like for what he was doing, but I liked what he was doing in the beginning. I'm not a Macy's shopper. That's the thing. And Macy's was starting to buy.
You're not a Macy's shopper.
I'm not.
But like, what? Tell me what brands is it?
I love H&M. Believe it or not, I love going to Zara.
Give me some of your designers, though. Like, give me some of your favorite designers.
Gosh,
the
designers I'm giving you are not H&M. They're not. I mean, I love D Squared. I like Tom Ford. I like Armani.
Okay, then you're not a Macy's customer. I was going to challenge you, but okay.
He's
almost either low end or high end, and it depends on the occasion.
It's like high end street going into contemporary and luxury brands.
I can feel you. So you're more of a Bloomies.
But I like as you heard me say D Squared, and those are my Canadian brothers. Props to them. I'm not being biased or anything. I just really like
they're great guys.
Dean and Dan.
Their
stuff
fun.
Is amazing.
Time with Dean and Dan?
Oh yeah, they're firecrackers.
Oh my God,
we love them.
They're amazing, and I mean they really do keep to their roots. I mean, there's Canada written all over. There's a lot of Canadian influence in there. But they're not afraid to push the envelope and get a little extreme at times. Yeah. And I like that. I like to do that. But still be able to ball it up and take something unique and blend it with traditional. I love that.
How would you describe your line? Or like your aesthetic for you personally as a designer?
My line is more the way that I put Volcari together was I kept it clean. I mm-hmm. looked for a gray area within men's fashion. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bells and whistles out there. It's been getting cleaner. I concentrate on unique fabrics as well as traditional fabrics and as well as complicated fabric combinations. Mm-hmm. I like pushing the envelope mm-hmm. a little bit, and now's the season to do that. I mean, you're seeing a lot of skins paired with tweeds.
Mm-hmm. Linens, too.
Linens, skins, totally. Suedes, mm-hmm. Velvets. And love I've velvet. Taken a lot of those mm-hmm. fabrics, and I've put them together. Right now, my line, my autumn-winter line, is more of a military, vintage military-inspired line. Mm. Keeping it clean, mm-hmm. but juicing it up a little bit.
Nice.
You know, I have some interesting lamb cashmere blends with skins.
It's fun to do. Like everyone says color blocking is so important. I think fabric blocking is just as important. You could do the same colorway, but with all different fabrics. And then it just kind of separates and pops and right. gives you that edge. And
yeah.
It's
yeah.
fun.
No, it's cool. But not to get off topic. I mean, we were talking about Zamiro. What's been your...
I always said to Zamiro, because he would, you know, he'd come to me and he'd be like, what do you think? Like, I talked to you in the design studio 3 days later. How many days later? What do you think of what it became? And I could definitely, I would always tell him, I could see it when I'm photographed for a carpet or for a television show or videoed or interviewed, I could see myself in the full look because it's very great on camera. But his pieces are more fun to have in your closet and throw with your Levi's, or you have like a pair of fun yeah. like
layering
military
pieces.
Cargo shorts, you throw his polo on with that, so it's a little more of like the everyday guy clothing that everyone
All
has
American.
And you throw some of his stuff in there and it just kind of melds together, so that's where I see it fitting into my lifestyle.
All there right. you go. Thanks for everything.
I believe we have a
phone call.
Yeah.
Why don't we patch this caller through? Hello caller, what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello, my legends. It's Adrian here.
Hey, Adrian. Hey. How you doing? It is the finale.
I'm doing good.
What did you think? And, give us your thoughts.
Well, honestly, I think the right person won.
Yep.
We would agree with you.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too. Like you said earlier, she was the only person, at least in the finalists, that got a buy from every single buyer.
Yep.
I think Nikki, I think she was the other person that got a buy from every single one
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
before she got eliminated.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
was there anything that really stood out for you tonight? Anything that really caught your eye?
For Kara, she seemed like the type of designer that's adaptable. Like whatever the client wants, she can probably get it done. And
good
she
work.
Showed it.
Good
Look
call.
At you paying attention.
Nice feedback, yeah, Adrian.
Props to you, brother. You've really yeah. been watching.
Nice.
No, it's yeah. so fun to hear what everyone has to say, because we've been waiting for a while now to let this news out, and it's just so exciting to hear that people think the right choice was made, because there's shows yeah. where you see the winner and people aren't so happy.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
and everyone wants to see her smile, you know? Kara has the cutest
She's
smile
so
ever.
She's so sweet.
Like, and I
love
her
me, story.
Like,
sorry. No, go ahead.
Oh, like to me, like we, you know, since Orly was eliminated, to me, like if I wanted to put in WWE terms, Chris knows me from this. Like
yes,
Orly
I do.
Was more of like Orly was more like the Steve Austin on Fashion Star.
I like where you're going.
I don't know
for WWE versions. Please explain.
For those of you that don't know World Wrestling Entertainment, Steve Austin is a legend and was known for being a badass.
Stone Cold yeah. Steve Austin.
Okay. Stone Cold oh, okay. Steve Austin.
I did love Orly.
So Orly, yeah. definitely, yeah. I'd say that she was the little badass of the group, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
She
yeah.
was a firecracker.
Yeah, and of course, you know, before I let you guys go, I just wanted to say thank you guys for accepting me from WWE.
Of course.
WWE. Because when WWE Raw was going on hiatus, Chris said, I'll be on Fashion Star, check me out. And I was like, you know what, I'll give it a shot. You know, I'll check it out. And honestly, like, there's a good crew here. So I'm looking forward to season 2. And you never know, I may make an intro for you guys, too.
Well, thank you so
thank
much,
you so
Adrian.
Much.
Those are very kind words. And we do appreciate your viewership. So keep doing it, man. And
keep
be
tweeting.
Listening to the next show that we're going to.
Oh, and... And one last thing for Chris, I am doing the rough draft for the WWE Raw intro. That's for June 4th.
Well, I'll definitely catch up with you on that.
Well, thanks, Adrian. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
Bye.
Adrian.
Have a great night.
Do we have any more callers from the booth? No, we're good.
No callers.
Okay. Well,
I have a question for Musto over here.
Oh, Musto. What would you like?
What would I like? Well,
what can I get at your disposal?
Now, how may I help you?
If you can answer, so who was your like favorite designer to style? Like who's just easy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. We are on tonight.
Easy. I mean, they were all pretty easy to pull for, but it was that last like crazy moment before the models go on the runway where we're doing the final accessories and we're just tweaking it and making it perfect.
This.
And
no, keep it going.
Are you giving me a PC like, answer?
I don't know. It was just. I mean, when I made Kara happy, I saw how happy she was, and it was literally like coming home with a good grade for your parents, and you just like are like, I got an A+, and I'm an F student. So like,
is that your final answer?
Yes, that is my final. So Kara was so much fun to please. But okay. Of course, then there's people like Zamira who you do something to accessorize or complete an outfit and you take a weight off their shoulders and they're just like, thank you so much for thinking of that. You know, like I'm thinking of so much. I have so many voices in my ear. Thank you for clearing that for me. So he was also really great. And then Nikki would just, you know, she'd hug you and rub up on you and be all excited too. So everyone gave you a different reaction, but I think Karen and Zamira were the most fun to please. And
that's cool.
One last on the spot question. Mm-hmm. Do you think the right people went home at the right time? Was there anybody you were like, oh man, you know what? They went home too soon. They should have stayed.
I thought Edmund had more to offer.
I agree.
But I think he hesitated a bit. Mm-hmm. But I think he's figuring things out and his whole world, and it's all coming together now, and it maybe allowed him to have that time before the show came out. But and also Lizzie too, she has such a like, you know, her brand, and she's out there for such a good cause, and she comes from, you know, there's not many designers I know out of like Portland, Oregon, so it's fun to see what she has to say and just see her like come over the feats of dressing people from warm climates, because she's not in that climate. Poor thing.
Who was the little one with the hat?
Oscar.
Oscar.
So are you gonna make me talk about him?
Well, based on that comment,
I'm just kidding. He's another firecracker. You know, it's just
he's colorful.
I think he needs to learn to budge a little bit. I almost feel like he may need to work under a few designers and see that it really takes somebody, you know, learning from the people around them and taking their criticisms and, you know, stepping up with everybody. I think he was a little too set in his ideas.
Hmm. Well, you know, you bring up a good point. I spoke about this way early in the process, and I was just saying, you know, being relatively new to this industry, the one thing that I've never paid attention to is the snobbery. Mm-hmm. And you often find yourself, or times where you find yourself around designers that just, they're not having it. It's like, I'm a designer, and they put themselves on this pedestal and the nose goes up, and I'm like, where does that come from? Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, now, what's been some of your experience? I mean, you're a stylist, so you're seeing it all.
When I was an apprentice, I often, you know, with clients and with stylists I worked with, there's a lot of, they were beat up on when they were in my shoes, so they then feel like they need to pay that forward. But I feel like paying it forward is all about, like, changing it. You know, just because your parents had to walk 3 miles in the snow to get to school don't mean they need to
force
you
to walk. I'm from Canada. I can actually say that's true.
So I think that it's so important to learn exactly what you don't want to be like. And you learn that lesson on behalf of the next generation. And you take these new assistants under your wing. I refuse to be mean to anybody. Things happen. There's a million tasks a day. One or two of them might flub up a bit. And there's nothing more gratifying. You'll also see a lot of people that work for others, and when they do a good job, they're never commended for it. But if I put someone on a task and I say, I need you to dress so-and-so, bring it back to me for approval, there's no better feeling than saying, looks perfect. There's nothing I would do. They go home ready to come the next day and do a better job. And they might get a free pair of shoes or something along the way,
happy employee is a productive employee.
It's so important. It's so important. It's so important to do favors for all these people. And when they're ready to go to the job,
and give without expecting. You're giving back to our school, which is amazing, because, like, FITM loves you. And, you know, it's so nice to be able to give back to people, because I know, like, when I was a visual communication student, student, I would be like, can I really be a stylist? Like, is this even possible? Like, one in a million makes it, but like, you're doing it. And just being able to like go back and talk to people and just be like, that's what I wanted to do and do it. It's just
there's so many people
amazing.
When you're a student, you want to be a stylist. It is very hard to become one, but it's only that hard because people are so mean. So if we're all just a little bit nicer
and
there is a place, you know what I mean? There is a place. And I always make sure that every email that comes in to me, like looking to work for me, either becomes someone that works for me or I pass it along to tenfold.
That's so good to hear you say
now
that.
I wouldn't go to sleep with myself. I raised my voice once and I like went home and I was like, Mom, I don't know what to do. Like, who do I need to apologize to? What do I need to do? Because it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't fit me. It's like mm-hmm. wearing a shoe that's too big.
I think that's great. You should feel proud of yourself for having that attitude because a lot more people need to have it.
I love all my peoples that help me. I couldn't do it without them, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I often look to Jessica. I always have, even before I worked with her, that she's such a really good role model as a boss.
Yeah.
Because she literally... all of her employees are her friends and her family, mm-hmm. and she can keep it that way because she appreciates them. She lets everyone do what they're supposed to do and commends them at the end of the day.
There you go.
That's the way business works, and that's why it's worth $1 billion.
Jessica, we needed to get you in here, but you know, you were right?
You're mama now. Yeah.
She's here in spirit.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, we love you, Jessica.
Now, that's the thing. I mean, it's all about nurturing. Give without expectations. You know, it's when you give and you expect something in return, it doesn't... then that's not authentic.
Yeah. No, they interviewed me for Fitum for the blog, and my last line says, the world will work in your favor when you do favors for others.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it
everything
literally,
comes back to you. It's the
like,
universe.
Do a favor when you can. You know, it's a lot more fun than sitting at home doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So go help somebody out.
It's true.
Yeah.
Carry
true.
A rolling rack for your friend.
I had a random act of kindness the
only
other day.
Only
at
ask
Starbucks,
of others what you do yourself.
Holding,
what did
door.
You do?
So, well, this gentleman actually held the door open for me. We go in, and as we got up to the line, I was just like, "Hey, I'll buy your coffee."
That's
you know.
Nice.
And it turned out that he's this big publicist here, and we got to talking, and I mean, we're talking about me, we're talking about my wife, and it was
you
just
never
like.
Know.
You never know who you're... Listen.
Be nice to strangers.
You never know who you're standing next to.
I'm a big believer in that.
Be nice to strangers.
Be nice to strangers.
Be nice to everybody.
Well, it's everybody.
You never know who you're running into,
that's just
who you're talking to.
I would never have guessed that this gentleman would have been this... big publicist.
Yep.
And I was like,
you never know.
Oh my God.
And that's today's lesson on AfterBuzz.
Yes.
There you go.
Morals.
You can always teach
a lesson, a daily lesson. I like the daily lesson.
Yeah. There you go. No, so true.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial. And when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit with each of us on the panel about what we've got going on next and bring you up to date. With that in mind, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, John Comerford here. I've got my Mad Men with me.
Kevin Undergaro.
Phil Svitek.
For all you fans of Mad Men, we're your AfterBuzz TV hosts of Mad Men. Every Sunday right after the show, 9:30, we're breaking down the episode.
And you can also check us out on iTunes and YouTube the following morning.
We're going to get into the imagery, the symbolism, the structure. We give you all the information on Mad Men that the other podcasts out there don't.
Very insightful. You're going to love it. Check us out.
Please. Hello, everybody. We are the LA Complex crew, and we are here with Andre Fuller from the LA Complex, who plays Caldrick King. And you can catch LA Complex every Tuesday night on the CW at 9 o'clock. After that, come to our AfterBuzz TV show, where we do a recap of the LA Complex. We talk about Raquel. We talk about sex tapes. We talk about, you know, relationships. And you can catch us live at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, AfterBuzzTV.com. If you can't catch us live, go ahead and swing over to YouTube the next day. You can rate, you can comment, watch us, iTunes, same thing, download, rate, comment, and we would love to hear your feedback, and we love to support, guys, so please, please, please support us and support the LA Complex. Buzz you later!
Hey guys, this is the AfterBuzz TV crew for The Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Woo!
Don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. to see
Adrian Barrow,
Deanna Vaughn,
Susan Hahn,
Giselle Ugardi.
Buzz you later!
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Wasn't that interesting?
Yep.
Talking about interesting, we have some Gamefly news. Ronnie in the booth, my brother from another mother, you want to tell us a little bit about what this Gamefly
is? Have we became brothers? All right. I will. The unfashionable Ronnie here.
Please.
I will,
stop saying that.
Well, you guys educate right from the beginning.
No, I know. That's what's really crazy
you
about
have.
It. I listen to what you guys say because it's all good stuff. Anyways, I will tell you about Gamefly.com, which is really cool for, you know, if you're a podcaster, you're probably, you know, you like this type of thing. There is a 15-day free trial for Gamefly.com. You go to Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. And if you're kind of like, I know what Gamefly is, but I really want to understand it more, Netflix for the video game world. So for all the consoles, gotcha. It's the Wii, Netflix. Xbox, PlayStation, the whole deal. So it's just, you know, when we find out great stuff like that, we try to pass it on to you. So Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV. It kind of reminds me of when Deanna would have all these, you know, promo codes or whatnot to Macy's. So I feel like, Deanna, you stepped it up. So I try, you know, in the booth.
Thank you.
The unfashionable tries to help out as well. So
I'm glad I inspired
that's how I
you.
Do.
That's how you do.
Oh, when you do well, Ronnie.
I'm trying.
Well, come on, man. Wow, man, I'm telling you, after Buzz TV, we are all over the place.
Yes, we are.
We are growing.
Growing.
We are growing. Whoop, speaking whoop. Of growing, Deanna.
What you want?
I want to know what you got going on.
Wow.
What have you got going on? What can we expect? I mean, this is a finale now for everybody who's watching us tonight. Do you have any other shows that you're doing, first of all?
Oh, and before you jump into all of that, I just got a conversation with the great Phil, you know, Ooh. After Buzzer.
Yes.
He wanted to also let everyone know that Gamefly.com/AfterBuzzTV, that allows you to get the 15-day free trial.
So just a really free. Break There's it your incentive.
Yep.
There's the incentive.
Free. Xbox Connect.
15 Wii. Days.
Booyah.
All that. Okay.
Booyah.
What nice do I segue. Have going on?
What you got going on?
What do I got going on? Well, you can find me here at AfterBuzz on Monday nights doing The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Starting this
That's
coming...
A battle.
It's good. It's juicy. You guys My have to tune God. In. We keep it real.
Yeah.
And then also...
Don't flip this table over, whatever.
Yeah.
Prostitution whore. Sorry. flashback.
She said that to me earlier.
And then also... coming this Sunday, you'll find me on the AfterBuzz show for the new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Because we just ended Khloé and Lamar this past Sunday, so that's going to be new. And I'm not sure what's going to fill my Tuesday nights. Wow. Let's see what else. You can find me on my website, go to girltv.com. That's girltv.com. Cool. I like to think of myself as a go-to girl. Whenever people have questions about just the most random things, I always have an answer. And not only do I have an answer, I have a budget answer. I'm all about saving people money. I'm all about doing stuff like whether you have a question about house paint or handbags or a hotel, I got the answer. So if you check out my website, I've got, like, you know, all of my favorite sites, my go-to sites. I also have a lot of social media coupons and deals and stuff like that. You can click directly on them. You don't even have to think about it or search for it. It's all on my site. And hopefully, you know, hire me. Someone will hire me to do new and fun things.
We can vouch for
this.
I'm not
kidding.
For new stuff. There's always room.
So, absolutely. Yeah. I've got some other hosting things in the works for a beauty channel. So,
So you are busy. You are the go-to girl.
I try.
You're living up to it.
I hope so.
Well, it has been a pleasure having you here. You've
Thank
brought
you.
Amazing strength from the buyer's side and your experience in the fashion
Thank
world.
You. It's been a lot of
amazing
fun.
Amazing having you here.
Thanks for having me. It's been a lot of fun. And I know we're not, this isn't the end.
Oh, no. This is just it for this show.
Season two, we're back.
We are back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So.
And Virginia, what you got going on?
What am I up to?
Besides the fact that Daniel and I are fighting for your love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I love that.
In 9 months, we'll find out.
And she's like, I'm scared what now. Did I do last night? Oh my God.
That's what that was.
That is something a guy does not want to hear. I'm just saying.
You're right about that.
Yes. Oh, that's what that was. I'm really trying.
That's okay. Moving on.
What?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm doing just a lot of...
Oh, no. That's funny.
I did not
Nine months
that
early.
Nine months early.
Absolutely not. You know, I'm doing a lot of freelance PR work, a lot in downtown, and I'm working really closely with FITM because I love that school so much, and so I do a lot with the Alumni Association. We actually have our mixer on Thursday. We have a hosting mixer. If you guys want to come, it's tomorrow at the Den.
Hello.
The Den of Hollywood.
The Den.
yeah, the Den of Hollywood at 6 o'clock. Yay, everybody come out and see us. And then, you know, just I'm kind of working on this new concept called DTLA Girl, because I am the downtown Los Angeles girl that kind of knows a lot that's going on. Mm-hmm. So that's something that's kind of in the works. And then, you know, just doing red carpet interviews. I'm going to be at the MTV Awards coming up in June. So
good.
I have a lot of stuff. And I have a few other things in the works. My friend, she owns a magazine down in Texas. And so we are working on possibly getting a new fashion blog going up with them. Getting a lot of clothes donated to me to style. So it should be fun.
As long as you're to be part of the, you know, men's power, bringing attention to men's, I'm all with you.
Oh, I can bring attention to the men.
See,
no problem with that.
I like confidence.
She has it.
Yeah, you do.
She exudes it.
Well, and to you too, Virginia. It's been amazing having you. I know that you were a bit of a latecomer, but you're the fashion PR. I mean, you exude it.
You're all over that Twitter, girl.
So love it. All over
and
that
it's because of you that we actually had the contestants of fashion star coming in, and we have Daniel Musto sitting across from us. We had Orly sitting in here. I mean,
happy to be here.
Oh, she's
she missed you too. Don't you worry.
She's cutie. Yeah, she'll be back.
Minus that she called me out. I was watching Orly when you called me out on the trend predictive. So I'm just letting you know.
I liked it.
I was like, oh, I want to.
Oh, she is sitting at home with a.
Yeah.
It's okay. She flubbed too. She told me that when she called in the first time I was on, she had no idea that Talisha or me were here. So, like, she was talking as though she knew it was happening, but she said she just had a few too many drinks in Miami, was sitting on the floor in her hotel room, not really knowing what was happening.
That's awesome.
So, that's why she was a lot of fun, but a little out of it. So, got you, Orly.
She, love that girl.
And what do you have going mister?
Tell us what's happening.
What have I got going on? I'm really excited. I just finished sketching up and putting the tech packs together for my autumn winter line for Mocari. I'm working towards, tech
packs.
Aren't
like
they fun? The least bit of
fun
that I like. I just love sketching and getting my inspiration from various places. But I'm working towards ENK, New York City.
Mm-hmm. I'm working on some stuff for you in that vein, too.
That's July 22nd to 24th.
That's so overwhelming.
I'm really looking forward to it. And that's really going to be the formal debut of Vocari. If you go to my website right now, vocarifashion.com, you'll see the spring-summer 12 line on there. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping the autumn winter line
so
under wraps
for right
now.
Yeah.
Keep
so
a
proud
secret.
Of you.
It's been amazing. I've been blessed. I only developed it back in August of 2011, and I did it in 2 months.
Wow.
And I appeared at the CMAs in 2011 and the Grammys 2012. I mean,
look at you.
Amazing support
system.
It's meant
to be happening. That's why it's rolling.
It is. Thank you to everybody who's been supporting Vocari.
Gratitude.
Just been incredible. And I swear, open mind, open heart, and you will not believe what happens.
Fantastic.
So I'm really excited. Lots of great things happening.
Good.
So
And on to Daniel.
And Daniel.
Oh boy.
The Fashion Star. Yes.
Well, we officially announced second season Fashion Star, so I'm set to be doing that this summer.
We're excited.
Yay. When does it start filming?
So you shoot this summer?
Don't even know. I think that they're all still figuring that out. I'll probably find out last. But it's okay. I'm ready. Call
Good.
Me. And then on Monday, I start prepping the new show Ready for Love for NBC that Eva Longoria produced. And it'll be Juliana and Bill Rancic will be hosting. So I'll be taking care of them.
I love
All the contestants. And then we have the contestants being the females. And then there's three celebrity bachelors, including the lead singer of the Plain White Tees. And there's an athlete and an entrepreneur. And then we have three celebrity matchmakers. We've already chosen our girls, but season two, because I know we'll have.
She's like,
I remember the casting for that too.
I do too.
And I was like, another dating show.
I'm sure every girl I know is going to be swinging by my office. Just
swinging
things
the,
out.
If you need
there.
Help with any kind of assistance,
where's your office, Daniel?
I can't tell you. And then I also was just asked by Huffington Post to be writing for them now, covering fashion for weddings and such.
That's
because
fantastic.
They hear that I'm like in 10 this year. So.
And they just want a Pulitzer Prize, so that's fantastic too.
Mm-hmm. And I hope they want to let me borrow it for a week. So I'll be doing that. And then, of course, my Coco Perez is weekly, and I write for HollywoodLife.com.
Look
and then you have.
I love Coco Perez, by the way.
It's
I am
so
like
fun.
Obsessed with it. Yeah.
I nod to the 90s and I get to like talk conversationally about Clarissa Explains it all in Boy Meets World. So it's a lot of fun. And then, of course, I'm Us Weekly Fashion Police every other week. So I guess tomorrow you'll get to see some stuff I have to say about some people I shouldn't be talking about.
Us Weekly
Fashion
Police.
Do you ever feel bad about that? Like, and then run into people like, oh, sorry.
Because I do look at the other people on the panel and they aren't necessarily in the celebrity like stream out here. And here I am, like, a friend of, like, I've had friends of mine come up as the worst dressed, and you're like, what do I say? How lightly do I need to tread? Like, so you kind of just poke fun at the whole concept of the whole reason why they made it onto the
And it's just one outfit. It doesn't represent their total style.
We're not talking about body shapes or, you know, or any of that. It's all just about the clothes that they chose to throw on.
As a designer, that's the one thing that makes me weak in the knees.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, on the red carpet, fashion disaster. It's like,
I know, it's scary. It's pressed,
you know. It is.
They'll love seeing you come back up from that. So.
Exactly.
Right. But I mean,
it's
some
like the Rocky story.
When you criticize them, I mean, look at Jessica and those like jeans that she had. She still talks about, like, even in the show,
she makes fun of it. It's hilarious. But isn't that the thing? Thick skin. Exactly. Let it run off your shoulder.
You make fun of yourself, you let it go. Yeah.
I know, direct from the horse's mouth, that she, you know, she endured all that. But when a fan comes up to her and tells her how much that she's changed their life, that's it for her. She's I don't care what anyone says. That that's one true. Person matters. So
of course,
that's what sticks.
Go, Jessica. We love,
love
you.
Her.
Yeah.
And
she's
my mentor.
For anybody who's new and watching us for the first time, the finale, and you should be. Daniel, how can people follow you?
Oh boy, there's all different ways. You can follow me on Twitter at Daniel R. Musto. And you must do that. It stands for Robert, my dad's name. And then you can go to danielmusto.com where you can see all like fun images and background stories and
good
videos.
Pictures.
Thank you. I do this stoic look where I'm like super sexy and then you'll see me on the pictures
slang
page.
For Zoolander.
And you can also write into me any fashion questions you have on there under Dear Daniel. So that's a lot of fun.
Cute.
And then Facebook, of course, just Daniel Musto on there. Find me. Ask me anything you want.
Very cool.
I put a lot of
He's
fun
accessible.
Updates. Lots of behind-the-scenes stuff that I'm probably not supposed to talk about, but I do anyway.
Well, that's all right.
Oops.
We like that. Mm-hmm. Daniel, it's been an absolute pleasure
Thank
having you,
so much.
You here. I mean, three weeks in a row.
Thanks for cutting me off
really
before I told my cell phone number.
We really have adopted you as our own. So.
I've had so much fun. No, it's so exciting to look forward not only to Fashion Star, but then to seeing you guys after. So.
Yeah,
that was
thank
cool.
you.
Thank you so much. Your support.
Can't wait to see you next season.
It's been incredible.
Thank you.
Yes.
And just going around the table, Twitter's Deanna.
At GoToGirlTV.
Virginia
Reina.
There you go. And I'm Christopher Joseph. You can follow me on Twitter at Volcari Fashion. Fashionistas, GQ Men, and everything in between. Thank you so much for following us here at AfterBuzz TV. You can follow us on Twitter at AfterBuzz TV for all of your news and gossip and what's going on with your favorite TV shows. We will be back for Fashion Star
Season 2.
Yeah.
See you then.
And we're excited
Summer,
about it.
Fall, something like that.
Until then.
Adios.
Thank you so much.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.